בורא, עזור לנו להתעורר להרגשה חדשה של חיבור.
Creator, help us awaken to a new feeling of connection, so that we will feel each other more and ourselves less. Help the friends overcome everything that prevents them from turning to you for help, and keep the common heart alive and happy. We believe that you can hear us, and our only confidence is in you. All of us want your help. All together we want to be in the lesson for your sake, and we hope to succeed in realizing the purpose of our work, and by this to give you contentment.
שמעתי רש י"א,
we'll read it again. שמעתי 2:11, as though standing before a king.
היושב בביתו כאילו
one who is sitting at one's home is not as one who is standing before a king. This means that faith should be that he will feel all day as though he is standing before the king. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. And as long as he has not achieved this kind of faith, he should not rest, for this is our lives and the length of our days. And we will accept no recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature, to the extent that when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. But all the corporeal matters quench this lack, since he sees that anything that gives him pleasure, the pleasure cancels the deficiency and the pain. Rather, he must want no consolation, and he should be careful with any corporeal thing that he receives so it does not quench his desire. And this is done by regretting that by this pleasure, the sparks and powers of the vessels of holiness are missing in him, meaning desires for holiness. And through the sorrow, he can keep from losing the vessels of sanctity.
I don't know what to say. It's clear to us from what we heard that all the pleasures we receive, there is a danger that they might quench our deficiency or desire for revealing the Creator, for drawing near to the Creator. What can we do so we will draw near the Creator nevertheless? If the deficiency, how do we build such a process? This is the question. So let's see. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот как
yes,
создать такой хисерон, чтобы он был над всем, что получается?
How to create such a deficiency that would be above everything you receive?
Through exertion in thought. When we think a lot about how we nevertheless get closer to the Creator and what type of deficiency we should have, how we can approach the Creator and remain with the deficiency every step as we get closer, we have to think how to build such a process.
Так, а в принципе, Творец не дает человеку наслаждения именно...
But in principle, the Creator does not give a person the a pleasure, so he doesn't, it doesn't lose this request for him?
Yes, yes.
So how, in general, to discern this deficiency for the Creator relative to all the others? What does it mean that I want the Creator?
I want to get closer to the Creator means that I want to get closer to bestowal. I want to be in bestowal. I want to bestow. This is called getting closer to the Creator.
What does
it mean to bestow? I want some to receive a certain reaction from him, or to belong to him.
If I perform actions that are similar to him, then of course I will feel something of his situation, disposition. That's it. What more do I need? If I am similar to the Creator by performing acts of bestowal like him, then I will also feel like him. And should I ask for anything else?
It
seems like in this article, Baal Sulam proposes a certain rule
that
moment I receive a corporeal pleasure, I need to awaken in me sorrow
that
this existence exists, but this competition. If I understood correctly, what is that competition? When there's only one desire, I need to receive in it the sparks of holiness, but instead I receive something corporeal. I now regret it?
I feel pleasure from some situation, from some action. The question is this. To what extent does this pleasure put out, quench my desire, my deficiency to get closer to the Creator, my deficiency for bestowal, or what we call a deficiency for kedusha, holiness? That's the question. If you ask for pleasure for the friends, it's not the same deficiency as the one you had before. So how can you combine these two deficiencies? You had initially a desire to feel the Creator, to reveal the Creator, to connect with Him. And now you feel a different disposition. How can these two forms, these two desires, these two inclinations, how can they be connected together and not interfere with one another?
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, Boker Tov.
Good morning, Rav. What is a corporeal pleasure and why does it come at the expense of a deficiency for spirituality?
Any pleasure is a pleasure. What's important is the reason for the pleasure. Either you want a pleasure in order to enjoy, this is called corporeal pleasure. Even if you want to understand, to feel something spiritual. But if you want to enjoy, this is called a corporeal pleasure because the vessels that you want to satisfy are corporeal vessels. Or you want a spiritual pleasure, which is in order to bestow. When you don't aim with to enjoy the pleasure itself, but the fact that you pass this pleasure, so to speak, to the Creator.
If
there's such a thing as taking time off in the connection with the Creator, I decide now that I enjoy for myself. Is this customary or is there such a thing?
There is. You see that it's possible that you want to tell yourself this, that now you're going to enjoy for yourself. You disconnect yourself from the Creator, from spirituality, from the study, from everything, and you go have fun. Right? Possible. It's possible.
Thank you, Rav. When I receive the pleasure for my own sake, I am benefit. How do I develop the deficiency or the frustration, the correct frustration?
Only through the group. You cannot turn yourself from the away from the pleasure you have from yourself to the pleasure you will have outside of you. Because outside of you, you have no means but the group. If you connect with them and want to bestow upon them, then it is like wanting to bestow upon the Creator. That's it.
Thank you, Rav. Tell us, please, how to connect myself, to tie myself to the Creator when I do not enjoy myself. For example, I have a very tough job from morning till night. So in this state, how do you get along?
Precisely when a person has hard work, and he is physically busy with hard labor, then he has got more possibilities to think about the Creator. Whereas if he has an easy job, something more with his intellect, it's more difficult for him to think about the Creator. So this is why Kabbalists throughout the generations preferred working physical jobs, hard physical jobs, because then the mind stays clear. Belarus.
На вопрос, который мы отвечали до этого, он созвучен с этой темой. Вот что нам мешает быть на связи с Творцом и как десятка помогает? Вот есть мнение, что есть личная связь, и десятка только ее усиливает. Вот как с этим разобраться?
Ну, заводящая серия и узерит.
Of course, the Ten helps them stay in contact with the Creator. If we constantly think about our Ten and that we want to be connected and that between us at the center of our connection, we want to discover the Creator in order to bestow upon Him through bestowal upon the friends, to bestow upon the Creator, then we have a very simple system, relatively. And if we concentrate on this, then we can very quickly feel movements, changes in that system from us to the friends and from the friends to the Creator. That's it. Look at the system and how it works. I
Levat.
Alone. I'm alone. I connect to the Ten. The more I make the Ten as one, by this I can turn to the Creator through the Ten as one. And then everything remains in our concrete work. Think about it. These are pretty simple systems. We don't need to create all kinds of charts and maps, all kinds of structures in the air. No, no. Don't go in all your actions. Don't go out of the realm of the ten, the group, and then you'll see. Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan.
Thank you, Rav. As far as I understood the article, the spiritual flavors, the pleasures should be stronger from the corporeal ones, and accordingly I'm asking for those flavors from the ten, so that it, somehow it would rule over corporeal things, or each time I have to rise above it.
You need to ask for your desire for spirituality to be greater than the desire for corporeality, that the flavors you will feel in spirituality will be more than the flavors you will feel in corporeality. You need to ask for all those things. Constantly ask, like a baby. Okay?
Every pleasure that we feel in the connection between us and the ten, if it does not awaken us to greater bestowal, is it also considered corporeal?
Any pleasure that is in order to receive is called corporeal.
How each pleasure awakens a deficiency. How can you use it to grow a deficiency?
If you direct every pleasure that you somehow feel to using it in order to bring contentment to the friends and through them to the Creator, then it will become a spiritual pleasure.
So, I can only hold on to the vessels of holiness through sorrow?
Sorrow means you regret that you still don't have the forces, the strength to bestow.
Не избегать этих наслаждений, а как раз видеть подмогу Творца, что Он помогает этим приходящим наслаждениям.
To see the help of the Creator in this pleasure, is this what I have to do?
Correct. Correct. Turning all the bad and good things into help. Merkaz One.
Question from a friend in the ten. It says in the article that he should feel the sorrow. How can the friends help a person do it? Should I imagine the friends of the Creator getting disappointed from me to reach this sorrow?
We don't need to get into negative feelings. On the contrary, we need to constantly be drawn through the connection between us into positive feelings and to the Creator.
Africa. Rav, can I ask for the friends to receive what the Creator wants to give me if I restrict and do not receive it? Thank you.
Yes. It's also written this way. There's an article.
And he says, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. This means that one who believes that this world is not like an open store without an owner, but that there is an owner present, a shopkeeper who stands in his store and demands of each customer the right price for the merchandise he's taking from the store, meaning toil in his work while he is nourished by the store in a manner that is certain to bring him to the purpose of creation, as he pleases. Such a person is regarded as one who wishes to borrow. Thus, even before he stretches his hand to take something from this world, which is the store, he takes it as a loan in order to pay its listed price. That is, he takes it upon himself to work to achieve his goal during the time he lives off the store, in a way that he promises to pay his debt by achieving the desired goal. Therefore, he is regarded as one who wishes to borrow, meaning that he pledges to return the debt.
Well, it's as we learn afterwards in the Potsufim, spiritual Potsufim, that first we make a restriction, screen, reflected light, calculation, meeting the upper light, and then we receive in order to bestow. And then he can receive from the store, as it says. Yes? Wait a minute. Kiev 1.
Получается, что вот это действие цимцум масах хорхозер это то, что
turns out that this action of the restriction, the screen and the reflected light is, as we learned in the previous article, so that the pleasure itself won't cover the connection with the Creator.
Yes.
How to do it precisely? Because we got accustomed to receiving only the pleasure. How is the pleasure built from the connection with Him?
Through the friends. Through the friends. Otherwise you will never be able to perform an act of bestowal.
И это в этой лавке оплата, то есть чтобы я был в связи с
Творцом. And that's the payment in this store that I'll be in connection with the Creator.
Yes. Yes. This is the payment. This is why between you and the Creator there are people, the group, humanity, and you, by paying them, you are receiving from continent or not. Yes.
Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. The first are the open store type, who regard this world as an open store without a shopkeeper. And he says about them, the book is open and the hand writes. That is, although they do not see that there is an account, all their actions are nonetheless written in the book, as explained above. This is done by the law of development imprinted in creation against humanity's will, where the deeds of the wicked themselves necessarily instigate the good deeds, as we have shown above. The second type of people is called those who wish to borrow. They take the shopkeeper into consideration. And when they take something from the store, they only take it as a loan. They promise to pay the shopkeeper the listed price, meaning attain the goal by it. And he says about them, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow.
In other words, whatever happens, we see that through the bad deeds and through the good deeds, we nevertheless come to a state where all of us are improving and all of us learn how to borrow correctly from the shopkeeper, right? What is he telling us here? In that the deeds of the wicked themselves lead against their will the good deeds. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, those who want to borrow, by all means, let them come and borrow. In other words, we have before us two ways, and nevertheless, we advance in both, but there's a short way and a long way, but it's also a way. Yes, Michael.
And in the end, everyone becomes the one who wishes to borrow?
Yes. Along the way of the wicked, we learn that we want to borrow, and we come and borrow. Yeah? Otherwise, you cannot reach the end of correction. You have to come with the right vessels.
But why do I need to take as a loan? Why a debt? Why can't I pay right away?
How?
Вопрос как? То есть этот эквивалент, то есть где равносильная оплата каждому наслаждению? Чем она определяется?
Well, there's some sort of an equal value to each pleasure. How is it determined?
A screen and a reflected light. To what extent do you want to pay for the pleasure you are receiving? To what extent is the pleasure you are receiving directed in order to bestow? To what extent is the pleasure you are receiving, are you passing it on to the other?
What does it mean that I pass it to
Again?
The other? What does it mean that I pass the pleasure to the other?
That you want to bestow upon them, and this is why you come to the Creator and want to receive.
No, to the речь идет о всех наслаждениях. Вообще, вот он же пишет, что...
But here we're talking about all the pleasures in general.
Of course, it doesn't matter which. It doesn't matter which. Anything besides what is necessary for existence. What is necessary for existence is called neither praised nor condemned. This you can receive in order to exist. On a minimal level. But anything beyond it, you already need to calculate. If it's besides, if besides the existence, your own subsistence, you already get pleasure. Subsistence or for existence, you receive it without pleasure, just in order to exist.
Okay, so if I'm in contact with the Creator, with the friends and the Creator through the tin, how here can I measure it? How can I receive this pleasure?
This is already work with screens in the group, or you could put it differently in the spiritual potsuf. In the spiritual potsuf.
What am I weighing here? What am I measuring here? Their pleasure and my feeling, what has it been measured?
This is a matter of the calculation at the rosh of the patsuf over all the desires it has within the patsuf, in the toch. What it receives, what it passes on to others, how much it receives from others, how much it bestows upon others, and in the end, how to direct it all to the Creator. These things are, we need to start getting incorporated in these things, getting integrated in them.
How to get into it? We have connection with the friends in the ten.
Think about how you perform acts of reception and bestowal, a connection between you in order to bestow upon the Creator. Think. Ask the Creator to explain it to you, to participate in this, until you start feeling how He is helping you and changes your relationships, your thoughts, desires, and how you begin to feel that your whole relation, your whole connection to Him, between you and to Him, it changes accordingly.
Да, Раф, хотел уточнить. Вот он здесь пишет про
yes, I wanted...
наслаждаться в долг.
He writes here,
я способен
to enjoy the debt, the loan. If I understand correctly, I can enjoy. What does it mean that it's as a debt? I can enjoy only if someone else feels bad, meaning I have no other pleasures.
Yes,
it's like stealing in the store. You can't see who you're harming. You can, but you're taking from nature, from the Creator, from other people. And this is the meaning of stealing. We're all thieves. We start from that. And until the restriction, and from the restriction on, we make a calculation and we receive only in order when we can bestow. To bestow in order to bestow, and then to receive in order to bestow. To bestow, in order to bestow, is when I don't receive, but I also don't steal, I don't take. And then I can build my vessels in that. I build vessels of Bina. And after building those vessels, and using those vessels, I can even take in order to bestow.
Every time we read this article, I get really, really tense inside. So maybe I don't really understand it. When it says the hand writes, does that mean it only writes bad deeds, or does it write both, bad and good?
Everything remains in spirituality. Everything a person does, everything he does with his desire. It seems to us like we're doing it with our actions. We move around some part of the still, vegetative, or animate world, but we don't move anything. It just appears to us this way. This is the imaginary world. But what we actually do is we use our desire more or less in which certain direction, towards connection, towards disintegration. This is written. That's why all your actions are written in the book.
Thank you.
Moscow 4.
Раф, а если человек видит, что набрал в долг, а отдать не может?
If a person sees that he took something, he is in debt, but he can't pay back.
This is correct. We're all in great debt. We have to learn how to repay it. But gradually, slowly, we're coming to a state where we'll be able to pay and
and if you say, what is the difference? And if you say, what is the difference between the first type, whose goal comes to them from the law of development, and the second type, whose goal comes to them by self-enslavement to his work? Are they not equal in attaining the goal? In that regard, he continues, the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person, knowingly and unknowingly. Thus, in truth, both pay their daily portion of the debt. And just as the forces that emerge by engaging in his work are deemed the loyal collectors who collect their debt in portions every day until it is completely paid. The mighty forces imprinted in the law of development are also deemed as loyal collectors who collect their daily portions of the debt until it is paid in full. This is the meaning of, and the collectors return regularly day by day and collect from a person. However, there is a great difference and a great distance between them, meaning knowingly and unknowingly. The first type, whose debt is collected by the collectors of development, pay their debt unknowingly. Rather, stormy waves come upon them through this strong wind of development and push them from behind, forcing them to step forward. Thus, their debt is collected against their will and with great pains by manifestations of the forces of evil which push them from behind. But the second type pay their debt, which is the conscious attainment of the goal, of their own accord, by repeating the actions that hasten the development of the sense of recognition of evil, as explained in the article, The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose. Through this work, their gain is twofold. The first gain is that these forces, which appear out of his work, are set before them as a pulling magnetic force from before. They chase it of their own free will with the spirit of love. Needless to say, they are free from any kind of sorrow and suffering like the first type. The second gain is that they hasten the desired goal. For they are the righteous and the prophets who attain the goal in each generation, as is explained in the essay, The Essence of Religion, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Thus, you see that there is a great distance between those who pay knowingly and those who pay unknowingly, as the advantage of the light, of the delight and pleasure over the darkness of pain and agony. He says further, they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true. In other words, he promises all those who pay knowingly and willingly that they have what to rely on, that there is great strength in his work to bring them to the sublime goal, and it is worthwhile for them to harness themselves under his burden. And of those who pay unknowingly, he says, and the judgment is true. Seemingly, one must wonder why Providence permits those corruptions and agonies to appear in the world in which humanity is being fried mercilessly. He says about this, that this judgment is true, since all is ready for the feast, for the true goal. And the sublime delight that is destined to emerge with the revelation of his purpose in creation, when all the trouble and toil and anguish that befall us over time and generations will seem like a host who greatly troubles himself to prepare a great feast for the invited guests. And he compares the anticipated goal that must finally be revealed to a feast whose guests attend with great delight. This is why he says, and the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast. What's the difference between feeling the forces of rejection and the sense of recognition of evil?
The forces of rejection are in order to awaken in us a corresponding feeling against them.
Is there a difference between the force of rejection that we feel and the sense of recognition of evil? Are these two different ways?
Yes, the sense of the recognition of evil is a general thing, and the forces of rejection are individual forces that come in order to show a person where they are, and they demand the person to wake up and do actions against them. The sense of recognition of evil is a general sense, but the forces that appear, those are individual forces.
He said that the sense of recognition of evil is the quicker way.
That's relative to a person. A person can develop this sense of recognition of evil. Let's say he's in a group. And very quickly comes to recognition of evil. Where are his good forces? Where are his negative forces? How can he use them?
It
talks about two kinds of people here. We, as your students, are in between those types, meaning we have to choose to which side we lean each day. So, a question regarding this. It says that people of the second type, who are not under those agonies and suffering like the first type, but we know that according to the labor is the reward, meaning what I'm trying to say is that people of the second type, they have pains of love, longing that they're not with the Creator, and then the suffering should be greater than corporeal suffering.
Yes, this is called the torments of love. You're right. And the important thing is to reach those, to make a calculation for how much am I lacking love of friends, love of the Creator, and I'm willing to pay for that and to complete.
This allegory about the net that captures all of reality sits very well with what is called there's none else besides him. But where is good and does good if I'm constantly, if the debt is collected from me for every action? How does it sit together?
Because they wish to educate you to be a grown-up. You can say this about all the teachers in school, all the systems that educate you. Where is the good who does good? What is this generation? When they constantly demand of me, they pressure me, they push me forward. When will I get some time off from them? But it's necessary.
What's the final purpose of this store?
For you to learn how to correctly repay all the infinity that you will get from the Creator.
And we always say that at the end of the way we will be similar to the Creator, but in the end we will always be in that story. We'll have to keep paying. It doesn't sound like equivalence of form between us and this force of bestowal.
Where are you taking this from?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, say that you don't know, but don't speak so confidently to the whole world about these things, that they never end and in the final judgment.
Can you explain?
Yes, there's nothing to explain here. We, through all these actions that are coming down on us, through them we need to learn how to relate to these seemingly positive forces and seemingly negative forces, and the seeming connection, seeming separation, disintegration. And we should know that all those things, we need to weigh them. Weigh them only according to how close we're getting to the purpose of creation. Only that.
So, can we say that the purpose of creation is for me to learn to pay for everything that I receive, and this is the equivalence?
Yes, but it's not the goal, it's rather the path. And the end of the path, when you receive a screen over the entire light of Ein Sof, then you have no more connection with these harmful elements, all these problems. You are incorporated into Ein Sof. Because you've acquired a complete state.
Why does it feel now that the physical connection is more correct when you say that the virtual connection is closer to spirituality?
The physical connection is only in the beginning, when we need to start from it, but later on we don't need any physical contact. We wouldn't even need to see each other, to feel each other in our five corporeal senses, bodily senses. We are rising to new levels of feeling.
Thank you all. The development of the sense of recognition of evil, is this part of the law of development?
It's the main aspect of the law of development.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
We can calculate after the restriction. How do we calculate before the restriction so as to achieve the restriction, to come to it?
Yes, our calculations before the restriction are about how to get to a state where we restrict our will to receive in practice, not because he doesn't want it, but because he's willing to stand up against his desire. This is called the resistance, the hardness in the screen. Then, after we have these forces balanced.
It's not clear what we said before in this whole process. This bestowing in order to bestow, what is this work? How can you work in this before you come to receiving in order to bestow?
We'll get to it. I understand it's tough. It's always tough. What does it mean to bestow in order to bestow? Well, bestow in order to bestow is when I'm making the calculation, I haven't reached the level of receiving in order to bestow, meaning I can't bestow in practice to the Creator by receiving it and giving Him contentment. But at least I'm in bestowal by not receiving. by approaching him. I mean the degree of bina. Try to think about it more and see. If they put a thief in a store full of all kinds of good things and he doesn't take anything, not because the owner is looking at him through the cameras, but because he wishes to remain honest and clean and not harm the host, the owner. Meaning inside he's got this pillar. And that's how he wants to establish himself. Then this is the degree of bina. And the resistance to receiving should be in every aspect of the will to receive. And by that, he will come to the degree that fits the owner by which he cannot receive. But to bestow to him in practice, he can't, because he has nothing to give to the host. He only purifies himself, but he does not receive. That's the degree of Moshe, on which it's written, it is the loyal servant of my house. He's truly loyal to the Creator, because he will never steal anything from him, and the Creator opens up before him all the treasures.
So,
the work is passive?
It's a very tough work. It's not passive at all. It's work in not feeling pleasures from reception, but feeling pleasures from being close to the Creator.
Avoiding reception and getting closer to the Creator, are they the same?
No, in approaching the Creator, there's another part of receiving in order to bestow. But this is bestowing in order to bestow. Think about it more, it has to become clear to you.
Раф, откуда сила у этого вора стоять?
From where does this thief have the strength to resist those pleasures that the Creator opens up for him?
He asks the Creator through the group to have certain powers. And the main thing here is patience. To continue. Day in, day out, and to wait and...
From Sochi, is the conscious drive to participate with the Creator as the owner of the store, is it a necessary force for developing the desire to bestow? How do we come to it in our work in the Ten instead of waiting passively for an action from above?
It's only through the work between the friends. There's nothing more here. It's that we have to connect between us and come to a state where we combine our forces like a bouquet of flowers that are brought together, and then inside this common force, we turn to the Creator and we ask Him to take care of us. It's certain that He will, right away.
Kabiu 4. What does it mean that there is a complete screen? How will that be expressed in our relationships in the Ten?
It's from the same question as before. If we connect between us, by that, we are obligated, the Creator, to respond to us. This is This is called our complete common screen.
From PT6, how to develop the force to resist the will to receive.
The force to resist the will to receive. It's only by us supporting each other and reaching the Creator and asking of Him, begging Him, and then we get a screen. In this screen, we relate to each other as one body, and out of this one body, we already raise a request to the Creator. And then, for sure, He will answer.
From Moscow 18, the will to receive is not concerned with theft until it's caught. How does a person come to the decision to stop stealing without being caught?
We, in the work between us, everything is solved in the work within the friends. If I want to help them, I start getting such questions in me, how to do this and that, that I go over all your questions, all your actions. And ultimately, I organize myself very quickly to the force of bestowal. General force of bestowal.
From PT23, is the division to the two parts, the open store and those who want to borrow? Is that a division that exists only in humanity or also in us, in Bnei Baruch, or even inside the desires of each person?
Yes, in people's desires and ours and others and all of humanity, and ultimately everything will be revealed in the final correction, and everything is completed in the final correction.
More from PT23, what for are we all in great debt?
We are, to begin with, in a great debt because this is the system of Adam HaRishon after the shattering that the Creator created for us, and we have to compensate, to pay for what we are built, for the way we're built. And that's for us to get rid of the shame and pay by our own force overcoming with the will to bestow that we will get from the Creator, and in the will to bestow we'll be like Him, we'll reach His level, we'll climb in the rungs of the ladder of degrees, 125 degrees, until we reach the top of the ladder.
From PT17, what is to do bad that is written in the notebook?
That's theft, or even lack of support. Lack of support in my friends is like I break, I don't keep the force of Bina. I breach it, and beyond that is the force of Keter. Either bestowing in order to bestow, being idle, being. Bestow, or in receiving in order to bestow, okay?
They're also asking, what do we borrow from the store? Corporeality, spirituality, or the forces to attain the purpose of creation?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want. However, by this, you also learn what you should ask for, what you should ask, and what you should get.
So Mac Israel 1 is asking how to do the calculation of how much to ask for the 10 so that a kli of bestowal will be built in them.
what to ask so that a vessel of bestowal will be built. I don't.
How to do the calculation?
The calculation, there's no limit here. You should ask until I receive within me vessels of bestowal. To all the time be drawn forward.
PT6 are asking about the answer that you answered earlier. You answered us that we have to come to the Creator and ask Him and beg before Him how to raise these beggings, these merciful beggings in the 10 to the Creator.
That's actually very good. In the 10, it's very easy. When we're all asking something from the Creator that's important for all of us together. We talked about it. We decided. We connected around a certain deficiency. And we, with this deficiency, reach the Creator and demand of Him this. What's unclear? Simple things, like in this world.
They're asking, what does a person need to do if the will to receive subjugates him time after time?
This will always be that, like that until the final correction. That's the work of the will to receive. When it's revealed more, we feel how much we are subjugated before it, how weak we are, how uncorrected we are. It's very good. That's the action of the will to receive. One more question.
The second question from PT6, what is it to stand before a king as standing like that?
Well, that's something we can imagine. If I'm standing before the Creator, when the Creator includes inside Him all the corrections, then I have nothing to do. Just to see how uncorrected I am, how much I have to correct myself, how much all my corrections are in the Creator. And if I do correct myself, then that's how should I say it? I don't need beyond that. What I want is basically to be in contact with the Creator. Now, as we're all in an egoistic state, so it turns out that if I'm asking something from the Creator, then I depend on Him and I feel it as a flaw. But later, when I'm going to get closer to Him, then all these opportunities to ask of the Creator will be a pleasure for me. That I depend on Him, I'm connected to Him, and that I see myself connected, attached. What could be better than that? That I'm already looking for a way to be more and more connected with all my cells in the body and the soul. Whereas now, it's for me like some unpleasant state, to say the least.
What, Michael? What to do with the fact that you, like you said, we're all thieves in the 10? How to relate correctly to this matter? What kind of picture should I arrange for myself in my eyes?
If we are connecting, forgiving each other, understanding each other, and still want to connect between us, then all this system of thieves becomes a system of righteous